UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So, Steve, have we made a final decision on Imani Bates?
I mean, I don't know that there's a final decision or not. It's just like, whatever.
Whatever. we'll leave that scholarship open.
We got three open.
Yeah,
so,
we'll sit that over there on the side just in case. If you can take it, you can pick it up if you want.
Yeah. If not, cool.
In your mind, are you adding Fabio Basile to the situation?
Yeah.
You are adding that to the situation?
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I want to address something about the Fabio Basile situation.
Okay. Listen.
And I do say situation because there's this little narrative that is trying to get force fed to the public that Fabio is just some random project.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, again, disclaimer, I know a lot, you know, about the college athlete.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, I know this Louisville community knows better, you know? And sometimes it disappoints me that some people that this Louisville community has to listen to, they don't see that, like, these people are just either clickbaiting.
Sure.
Or just you know, clickbaiting or trying to drive home their agendas, right?
Right.
Like a guy who never wanted Kenny Payne is more caught up in proving that Kenny Payne can't do something,
mm-hmm,
than just saying, hey, I didn't want Kenny Payne here, but, you know, I can be a conscientious observer and say, you know, say what's real.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been watching these things go on. It's early in Kenny Payne era. It's disappointing me extremely. With that being said, the Louisville fan base can see with two eyeballs that a kid is nice, okay? Mm-hmm. You can go watch a Bellarmine basketball game and see those guys can play basketball,
mm-hmm,
right? And if you've watched a good Bellarmine team and a good Louisville team, there's usually one or two small differences, or the number of differences are small, but the difference is big, right?
Yeah.
So you will watch a 9-man roster, a rotation of Bellarmine. Watch your 9-man rotation. Nikki, what's the only thing that you'll notice if both teams are good?
The score?
Close. The size.
Oh, yeah.
The size. Bellarmine's big man,
the score,
is 6'6".
Right.
Ours is 6'10". A lot of times, our backup is 6'11". Our forward is Jalen Withers. He's 6'9". Mm-hmm. So we have three guys up in the front court that are as big as their tallest guy.
Right.
Okay? Now,
who's their biggest backcourt guy? Isn't he kind of hovering around there?
At Bellarmine?
No, at U of L.
Yeah, you know, that's my point. If Bellarmine has a good roster and Louisville has a good roster, 4 inches makes the difference in a happy program.
Oh, word?
Okay. 5, maybe. Depends on the temperature. Okay. Seriously, Nikki. What's my point guard's name, Steve, at Bellarmine, who just transferred?
Dylan Penn. Sorry, Steve.
No. Nikki.
Please.
Do you know how tall he is?
I want to say he's like a generous 6'1", 6'2".
He's like 6'2".
Nikki. He's a player. He can play.
Well, yeah. Duke can ball.
Nikki, do you realize if at the end of his freshman year, if he grew 5 inches and he transferred, do you realize he would be a top 10 point guard transfer in the country? He'd be, if he played 1 year under Scott Davenport and grew to be 6'5", right, as a freshman, he'd be at Gonzaga or Baylor or somewhere. That's what kind of market would open up for him, okay? Now, would you call him a project? No. You'd say, that kid can play, and he grew 5 inches late. You know what? He's not a project. He's a prospect now, right? Now, somebody who would be stuck on calling him a project, it's going to irritate me because I'm going to say, you sound stupid. And I don't use the phrase stupid, but I'm like, okay, you're either stupid or you're trying to drag down Kenny Payne's eye for talent.
Yeah.
By saying something like that. I'll let you choose what that is. But a kid who grows, like I said, a kid, again, I talked about it yesterday. Skinny, elusive, crafty, smart, fast, but undersized. Mm-hmm. And underweight. You know who else is underweight, Steve?
I'm listening.
Imani Bates. Mm-hmm. The first thing you say about Imani Bates is for his, you know, is he skinny? But you know what else he say? He's fast. He's elusive. He's athletic. This, he can shoot. You know, all this stuff. I just gave you a 5'11 turn 6'4, 6'5. And basically has the Imani Bates, but he's just 6'5 instead of 6'8, 6'9.
Sure.
We didn't call Imani Bates a project. Mm-hmm. He's a prospect. Because that height is like you start there. Everybody's number one complaint when they say, oh, why didn't you go on to play college? When tall enough.
Yeah.
Like, think, how many guards do you know that you know could have played big-time Division One, but it, instead of being 6'3", they were 5'11"?
Oh, a ton. Yeah.
Everybody.
Well, I say a ton. I mean, but, yeah.
No, you know, there's a lot
of— Not me personally.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can go to every hood in the United States of America, and I can find 3 players in every project and said— If you give him 5 inches, he's a 5-star.
Yeah.
Point guard. If you make any one of these 5'11 point guards in every high school district, every hood near you, you gave him 5 to 6 inches, he's a 5-star point guard. He's dying back there.
Nick's dying, dude. You know what Nick is right now?
I'm listening.
Nick is, there's an episode of The Office where they come in and they tell him he can't say his phrase, you know. That's what they said. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he can't say that anymore. So Jim starts making a bunch of references where he could say it, and he's just like...
Dying to do it.
Yeah. Nick back there right now is just
Nikki,
dying.
Do you listen to other shows?
He's like...
And clip up other shows and say, Marcus would love this clip from somebody else's show.
Do you want me to?
Are you going to start doing that?
I can.
Where you can just listen to 8 hours of other radio shows. And Marcus would love this.
I will give you 40 minutes
for the week. I walked to the back. It was hilarious. Jack had our show on, and then out of another speaker, it was a replay of me and Blake and Baker. I was like, I hear my voice everywhere, man.
Jack is sitting there.
It's Rummageception.
Playing he's listening to multiple broadcasts of your voice to pick up sound. My God, that's got to be hell.
Jack's like, I'm in hell.
I would consider that hell, Steve. if I got to listen to this man on every platform, like, hey, come on to the night show, too, okay?
I probably haunt Jack's dreams.
Come on, Steve, come on to the night show, and let's see if Jack got to listen to that.
So this image midnight, of him just the best stream ever.
Just multiple streams.
Jack lays down to sleep, and all he can hear is me saying, I think that guy could be a pro. I think this guy could be a pro. Louisville's good. Louisville's good. Louisville's good.
It's like, damn
I
it.
Like the Louisville football team.
I was hanging out with the team.
It's like, ah!
How would Jack's happiest stream be? And then just rubbing his voice. And
I just jump in front of him and start giving positive Louisville opinions.
No, I'm telling you. Jack, listen, Jack would be doing the Ghostbusters movie. And, you know, the original Ghostbusters, when they said, choose your, you know, your opponent. And instead of the marshal, it'll be Steve. It's just Steve. Steve would show up.
It's just me walking.
A 10-foot Steve. And they'd be like, Jack. He like, I couldn't help you. I tried to clear my mind.
And it's all I would be doing is just like, I think Louisville can win a basketball game.
He thinks Jalen Withers can be a pro. He thinks. You're right. Just like
Brandon Hatfield will be a draft pick. Jack's like, I'm in hell.
Okay. Listen.
It's running away from you.
Listen, I got one more question before I get out of here.
Okay.
It's outside of.
Oh, do you?
Of course. Do an impression.
Oh, please play.
I will no longer ever do any of those things.
Does that include that's what she said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow, that is really hard. You really think you can go all day long? Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling, so.
That's what she said!
There's no way I can tell that.
He was like, I can't. In the scene, he's just looking like, you know, you could see it.
Okay.
He gives him a kiss as he goes back into HR.
HR takes him back. He's like,
I just can't take it. I can't take it. Okay. I bought a shirt yesterday.
Okay. Congrats, man. It's awesome.
I got home.
I ate dinner.
Steve, it still has the tag on it, the emergency tag.
Okay.
The security tag.
Yeah. Just break it off.
Did I really explode with ink? I don't know.
I'm not going to test it, but you should.
Nikki, do security tags, the plastic ones, the circle?
Why are you asking me? Because I'm Italian? You think my stuff all just falls off the back of a truck? I just wear hot shirts all the time? That's not actually my style? You don't think I paid for this?
You know what the irony is? You would totally wear this shirt.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't know, but I have had a couple of...
Does that mean the security was off or something?
I don't know, man. Because, I mean, I've got a couple of shirts that seriously... That unless my mom's stealing them, who the hell knows? You know, she was born in Queens. But like, they have the little security tag still on them,
mm-hmm.
and I've never been able to actually get them off and to put that on the mixtape. So I don't know. I don't know if you like break it off if like a bunch of ink goes everywhere or whatever. But you know, she works in retail. Actually, let me text her. Maybe she knows.
Or are those just supposed to set off an alarm on your way out the door?
Yeah.
So that means the alarm was probably off because I did go there kind of late. But not, like nothing pops or anything, right? I really don't know.
Break it off. Take a hammer. Just
Yeah, oh man, this is the only show here that has a video component to it, so that'd be hilarious. Yeah, actually,
bring it in, see.
Bring it in, and we just smash ink all over it.
No, listen, I saw a little Vine the other day. Vine, does anybody see Vines anymore?
No,
I saw a Vine where a blue ink thing exploded on a guy,
and it did.
And the coworkers thought it was the funniest thing on the planet, and I'm just like, you know how pissed I would be. If blue ink splattered.
Oh, it's happened. I mean, I literally once every like five shifts at the restaurant, the pen in my pocket that I'm taking orders with explodes. I've had so many decent pairs of pants.
But it don't pop. It just...
No, but still, I mean, it looks like you've been shot with a paintball, like by the end of the night, because it's seeping out of your like hip. So no, it doesn't pop. But I mean, just that taste alone, you know, getting it all over my hands, looking like I just wrestled an octopus.
So if the alarm's on when I'm going back in there.
That's my nickname for it, the Kraken.
Yeah, that's a good way. Somebody said use a magnet to get it off.
I've heard of that. I've never used that.
What do you mean?
I've never tried that. Yeah, no, it's like
hold a magnet up to it.
It's supposed to break like the mechanism or something. I've heard of that. I've never done it, though.
My ear's going to start bleeding.
Yes. Hey, by the way, we have to talk about something really important before you leave.
I'm listening.
There's a certain coach over at U of L. That is a friend of mine, friend of yours, that we're in a group chat with.
Mm-hmm.
You left that group chat. You hurt his feelings.
Did you explain to him what my rules are with no. group chats?
No. Nope. I just left it out there. I haven't even answered him back. But he was...
Can you invite me back?
I can invite you back. Because, listen, the message, listen.
I want to hear it now.
And remember now, this guy, you know.
It's dude, a coach.
This is a coach at U of L. And he, you know, he's a great.
He's a dude. This is a dude. This is not just some random, you know, coach. This is a dude.
He said, it says Marcus Maben left. And right under it, it says, was Maben not enjoying our group chat? ?
I owe him an explanation.
He was hurt.
I'm going to have to write him an entire explanation. Hey, actually, I'm going to have to. Actually, no, that's your job. Since you run around marking everything and digging out sound from the past.
I put you back in it.
Okay, good. Listen, I want you, Nikki, I want you to go back and find the sound where I explain that I close all group chats because I am not going to be sending Steve some joke that'll get me canceled if it ends up with four other people. Look, I'm pissed off at my sports team over there. I'm rage texting Steve, and it goes to the coaches.
I do. This music is perfect, though, because the way that message read, it was like, do you not like it? I thought we were having fun. I thought this was good. Texter just put me in it.
We need to just open
Maven's
it up.
Maven's proxy.
Just open it up for everybody. I should start participating in group chats more often.
Well, I'll put you back in this one. Okay. So you can
start a midnight group chat.
Because you crushed his...
Oh, man.
Crushed his spirit, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He was enjoying it,
too. I'll start participating more.
I know.
Roll along. You guys can land the plane. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben here on 93.9 The Ville. Minus Marcus Maben. He is, I'll be honest, I don't know what he's doing. So, but anyways, he's not here. He is, by the way, he is back in the group chat. So he is rectifying that situation.
You're telling me who was all involved in that. That was funny. Mm-hmm. That was very funny. And yeah, you're right.
It just heartbroke, man. That's a good that's a good diet soda, man.
That is it. You know what? Cheers to you. I'm going to clink the mic.
Right? Wow.
Good looking out, buddy.
That was
good
a great. Out. I
appreciate it.
That was a great, great diet soda.
It's a good batch. It's a good batch.
That is. I know. I do want to remind everybody we got a few things here. First, it's Friday, but you know what that means.
Well, I got it. Let's do it.
Pizza Day!
Thanks to George and the Baranos team for bringing lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Baranos has you covered for the big games races this weekend. You can get carryout, delivery, or dine-in. 14 area locations in Metro Louisville and Southern Indiana. Yeah, it's that good. Baranos Pizza. That was one of the reasons I went and got a diet soda because I was like, man, I'm really wanting some Baranos today. Like, right. That just sounds... like right on point today.
No, 100%. Now, what are you?
Go ahead. What was you gonna say?
Well, no. It's a stupid question, but it's a summer question. Are you brand loyal when it comes to regular soda? So I'm not talking about lemon soda or ginger ales, Escoda, your Big Reds, your Ale 8s. I'm just saying straight up
Pepsi, Coke. I don't care. I mean. Actually, I crave different. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, because I'm the same way. I don't usually care, but if I had my druthers, I'd rather have a Diet Coke compared to a Diet Pepsi if I'm eating food X. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree. I agree with that.
I'm kind of, if it's like Domino's pizza or maybe even Papa John's pizza, I want Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. If it's Baranos, usually, I hate to say it, the more quality pizza, I want to go Coke.
I agree. See, that's a good call because I'll be honest with you. I think I side more with Coke overall, but it's definitely Coke if I'm eating anything, really. Really anything for me.
Right. Okay.
Okay. But Pepsi has a little more sweetness, a little more flavor.
Right.
Now, I will say this. I'm not as big on diet Pepsi. Like, I like Diet Coke. With the Pepsi, I'll get the Pepsi Zero, the Pepsi Max or the Pepsi Zero.
That one's good. That one's really good.
Because the Zeros, like Coke Zero, taste a little more like the regular, not as the diet. But I like Diet Coke. Like, I actually like the sweetness of Diet Coke a little more than the Coke Zero.
Yeah, like, I grew up on Diet Coke, which could be why I didn't hit the 6'3 I was supposed to be. Yeah. But I love Coke, don't get me wrong, but I actually kind of prefer the flavor of Diet Coke.
I agree.
With what I'm eating.
I can't drink regular Cokes anymore, and it's not a good thing. I'm not one of those guys that I'm like, oh, man, I drink Diet Cokes, and it's so much better for you than regular sodas.
It's
like,
all poison, baby.
Yeah. Like, I mean, sugar, aspartame, choose your death. I don't know. I mean, I just like the taste of diet sodas better.
I'm with you. Maybe it's because I grew up with it, but like if it's just like if it's a savory thing or something that's a little bit less sweet, I guess I want Coke with it.
I agree.
So like Baranos Pizza is, my humble opinion, quality.
Oh yeah,
like so absolutely. It's not as sweet as maybe some of the more national commercial ones.
I call them fast food pizzas, even though they're great.
Oh yeah, no.
Like,
I can
throw down. I did last night. But
what's the saying? Sex pizza, no such thing as a bad thing. Yeah, there's no such.
What did you say?
There's no such thing as bad pizza. There's no such thing as bad sex. Although I have had bad both. But that's the old saying. Like,
I thought you said a same sex pizza. I was like, that's cool. I mean, whatever. Like, I'm not.
Happy fine. Pride Month pizza.
But I was like,
extra sausage.
I just needed some explanation.
I realized how that came up.
I was like, I mean, I'm fine with it. Like, I
a very progressive pizza place.
I have nothing against it, but yeah. Do tell. That's kind of where I stand with that. Also, let me tell everybody, it's summertime. It's around that time. You're talking about your sodas, your cookouts. It's also firework time. So I'm going to remind you on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays about this for the next couple weeks. But Four Fingers Fireworks, located in Mount Washington, right there, 170 Highway 44 East. 170 Highway 44 East, right there in the parking lot. They got a massive tent. They're right across from the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church. Right there on 44, the people around there know right where I'm talking about. They're open now all the way up through July 5th, every day, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Oh, that's good. 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. all day long. You can go up there. They're local family owned and operated. They don't come in and put up a tent and go somewhere else. They live there in Mount Washington. It's a family. It's grandparents, it's parents, it's the kids. Everybody helps out. They're great, tremendous people. If you know them, you know they're excellent. Massive selection. And if you tell them you've heard it on 93.9 The Ville, you know, Middays with Marcus Maven, from Steve Rummage, from whoever, Maven, Nikki V, whoever you want, you'll get a big discount right there. On your total order. So go see them. Four Fingers Fireworks.
I'm going to check those guys
amazing out. Fireworks, even better name. So
that is a great name, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. A lot of people say they heard what I heard, so.
I'm not saying you said it. The reason they heard that is because that's exactly what I said. The way I ran it like back through my head. Like, I'm like, who's the rapper that did that in the rap battles? Royce? I think Royce the 5'9 did that. He's like, let me, you know, slow it down or whatever, you know.
Yep.
That's exactly what I said. Okay. I said same-sex pizza. I meant to say, you know, it's same with pizza, same with sex. You know, there's no such thing as bad, you know. Ha, ha, ha. Yuck, yuck, yuck. All that jazz. But, yeah, no, I definitely made my pizza homosexual. So not that there's anything wrong with that by any stretch.
I was just curious as to what that was. So anyways, we got that.
Real fast, putting the punctuation, and we'll get back to sports. Promise. On the fireworks side, Jamie and I were putting together our fireworks show. Best believe I'm visiting Four Fingers. I'm going to visit Four Fingers because there's a couple pieces. Jamie found some dude like a while ago online, put that on the mixtape.
Hey.
And it, you know, it was like a... like wholesale. He's also in God's country, so he's in Indiana, so
yeah,
you know, the access to some stuff there. But
and let me say this really quick, that's one thing I do miss about the 4th of July. Now fireworks are kind of legal everywhere, you know,
right?
But I miss, we would always drive down to Tennessee. And it's like, you go get the big fire. I was like, you know. And now that I do kind of miss that.
No, you're right. The danger aspect of it is not that you were doing anything illegal, but it was like you weren't.
Yeah. Right.
It just was like, don't be a jerk and like this at 5 a.m. on a Monday, and we'll let it slide. You know?
Sure.
But no, we're definitely going to go there because there's some spots we kind of want some ancillary pieces here and there. But we were going through everything, and Jamie's favorite effect I found out with the fireworks is the strobe. It's you know, it'll go up there and it kind of makes, it's a strobe light. I mean, it has like a shimmer effect.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite effect is something called fish. They go up and you've seen it. It'll break, but then the things zigzag in a crazy pattern.
Oh,
they're called fish because it looks like a school of fish swimming away.
That's my favorite effect.
Jeanette likes the crackle.
I like the crackle.
Yeah.
I think I'm a crackle guy where they explode and then it's like.
She's the same way. She likes that. And then my mom likes the comet. She likes the cool comet effect that goes up there. And I forgot what Dad's favorite. Dad likes the willow. You know, like willows out and slowly shimmers back down
awesome
and everything.
Too. That's probably my second.
Yeah. Now, if you could do get a good one of those, like that's one of my favorite parts of Thunder when they have that little part. But I'm trying to think of the other colors. There's like Nikishi or something like that. That's like a new effect. That's like the new in vogue effect. There's palms. There's chrysanthemums. There's peonies. There's reports. Reports are illegal unless you have like an ATF license. We found that out the hard way. There's just so many cool effects. There's just new effects, Steve. I've never seen this before. It's called Ghost. It's a smoke effect. Like it goes up there, it'll blow up, and then there's like a light, like a shimmer, and I swear it looks really, really weird. But cool. Like it's hard to describe. But if you type in ghost effect fireworks, it'll go up there. There'll be like a peony, a break, and then there's like a light shimmer and the smoke ring behind it. So it looks like there's a ghost.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a really cool effect, but you have to look really carefully to see it. So that was
I'm here
neat.
For it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so explain what you guys are doing really quick.
All right, so the idea is, and you know, and by the way, you're invited. Swing by.
Yes.
The third. We're doing. We have it down like timed to about a 15-minute show because you don't want to go longer than that. We're not right. Thunder over Louisville, you know. People got things to do, mm-hmm. And also the neighborhood might be getting a little annoyed. So we have a build up and everything. We're putting it to music this year, which is probably going to be hopelessly ambitious. My brother's in, like, I love him. I'm the idea guy. Jamie's the doer. That's why we're a good team.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get really creative, and then he'll be like, okay, logistically, that's going to be really hard, but I think I can figure it out.
Okay.
And so he's built racks. We have 96 big shot mortars that are going to be fired off. And now Blank, understandably, and I was even a little skeptical.
Yeah, Mark is concerned.
Oh, yeah, no, and I'm concerned a little bit. But I think, honest to God, like, as crazy as it is, it's, I think, going to be safer than us, like, us trying to pre-fuse everything is going to be safer than us, you know, sticking our heads over tubes.
Yes.
Like, I mean, he built racks. Yeah, put that on the mix. He built racks of, like, 36 tubes. And, I mean, like, an actual wooden, like, yeah, drilled together rack. And there's fiberglass tubes, which are the highest, like, quality ones. And they're angled and fanned. And you literally just pre-fuse everything. So we have the mortar tubes loaded. We just have to get the fusing in there. And there's different time fuses. There's quick fuse, long fuse, short fuse, and everything. But honestly, there's tutorials and everything.
Dipsy do's, dipsy don'ts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Like, snakes and sparklers.
You got any of the good stuff?
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe it might turn into a disaster. You know, I'm definitely saying a prayer beforehand. But, I mean, honestly, we have That's it laid awesome. Out so that there's four big, like 4x8 boards, that like plywood boards that we're gonna glue the fireworks onto.
Okay,
this is what all the message boards say to do, and then we're gonna pre-fuse it so that we can light that, and that'll just be by itself.
Okay,
and then we'll go over here and we'll light the mortar rack, and that'll be by itself. We have everything loosely timed out because we've watched videos, and we have, you know, the burn times of the fuses, so everything is actually loosely timed out to be about a 15 and a half minute show.
That's pretty awesome.
With each portion of the show, we have like four portions and a grand finale. And we've named them, like, this is Candyland, this is like Wet Hot American Summer, this is like you know, you know, seriously, like, based on the colors and everything like that. We have like a music bed that goes with each one. I have to go mix down. So
this,
I mean,
this is incredible.
It could be an absolute utter disaster. See, that's the thing. There's a mixture of Jamie and Nick in here, and I'm. Everyone's gonna hate Jamie with the analogy I'm gonna make, but I am like a crappy Lamar Jackson where the pocket will like collapse yeah. around me, and I'll cut and I'll spin and I'll move. And sometimes it'll be a 15-yard loss. Other times it's like, how the hell did he get a first down there?
Yeah.
Jamie's like Lynn Bowden, where he's like just kind of cuts through everything and annoys the piss out of you because he makes it look real easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm specifically using Lynn Bowden so people hate him a little bit more on this station. Phil Baker coming in with the pizzas. But
you kind of pissed me off with that. Yeah. Comparison.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit. That was designed because everyone loves
it. Because I feel like that you made it sound like Lamar Jackson struggles to do this and that. And that
damn it. See, even in my analogy,
and
then you turned wins.
Like Lynn Bowden was just like, I mean, they won six games, Nick. I mean, dude.
Even when I use a crappy analogy,
you're like, yeah, I mean, you know, Lynn Bowden just walked through everybody. Like, did he? I mean, and then he got to the pros. Maybe, did what? Like,
maybe I was saying that it made it look ever. They made it look easier than he was.
Anybody,
they made it look better than he was.
Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, anybody? You went with Lynn Bowden.
I just was trying to think of styles, and like in my head,
so
I was
you're
thinking,
comparing Lynn Bowden and Lamar Jackson as one to one. That's the comparison. Like, Like, you understand why I'm like listening, and I've totally forgot about fireworks now. And I'm just like, no. Look, I'm not mad. I'm pissed off.
Like, I'm not, and mission accomplished. Yeah, we have 10 minutes left to show up.
It does sound cool. I will say it does sound cool.
Well, I just I don't know, because my MO is I lovably mess stuff up and then sometimes pull it out of my hiney, but the fun is watching me try to figure it out. Yeah. Jamie is, meticulous. So we don't know what we're going to get here. And we're also dealing with tons and tons of gunpowder.
People are not happy with your analogy.
Yeah, no. It was designed to piss people off a little bit because everyone loves Jamie. So I knew if I said that he was Lynn Bowden on the station, it was designed to elicit some anger towards Jamie, but it totally blew up in my face, which is what I hope the fireworks
don't do. Which brings it back all the way around to what your point was. Sometimes your stuff works, sometimes it exactly. don't. So you kind of gave a great analogy right there to everybody. Yeah,
it was savant level stupidity.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
But nonetheless, hopefully we'll find out. We'll find out. It'll be cool.
Dexter says we would never hate Jamie.
Damn it.
Yeah, well, you never hate Jamie. When you meet him, it's even worse, too. Because, I was always, I don't know why, but people liked me for the most part. I was always, I played sports and stuff. So I never really, there wasn't like one person. I guess maybe as a freshman, when I was there, there was I wanted a couple of people to be my friend, Jamie is the type that you're I hope he likes me. When you get out of the truck, last week I got out of the truck and he was like, Ramaz. And I was like,
that's my boy. I was like,
he likes me. Yeah.
Then I come right up there.
Hey, Jamie. Steve, what's up? Like, I was like, Jamie, what up?
You guys already have a handshake.
I know. It's like, dude, it feels good. You're like, man, he likes me, man. This is cool.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he does carry himself in that manner. You're like, hey, he's my friend. Yeah, we're friends. Look. What's Phil doing? How long has he been back? Is he packing up?
Wait, what?
Is he packing up?
Are you packing up?
Did he get that cleared?
Oh, that's right. He's playing golf today. No.
Enjoy Phil while he lasts.
When you're in sales, that's called networking. That's called networking.
Yeah. The whole staff.
The whole staff?
Yeah, all of it.
I love him, dude.
I love it when we need him and he just comes in here.
Oh, dude.
Whips it out.
He is great. Okay, this weekend we'll be on alert. We'll be watching, any more football commitments. Story come out today. Actually, just earlier, I think Joe Tipton put it out that maybe DJ Wagner's nearing a decision. So a lot could be happening over the next week or so. I mean, again, we mentioned it. I know we'll be on Imani watch. See, is he coming to Louisville? It's starting to trend that he's not, so we'll see how that works out.
It's seemingly people are okay with that?
I think so now. Not that people don't want him. I mean, that's not what we're saying at all. But, I just think people are kind of like, eh. Then you got Fabio Basile. We'll see what's going on there. Probably, I imagine, we'll hear something with July semester starting in the next week or so on him. So a lot is going to happen over the next week and maybe even over the weekend. So we'll be watching that tightly, seeing what's going on. And hopefully it's an exciting weekend for good reasons.
What do you think happens first? And not to be a Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
But do you think we get an IARP thing? Or do we get a recruit? Or
that's not going to come out. That's not going to come out till end of August, September.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. The final thing is? Oh, I thought it was going to be end of July.
No, because they met, right? They just met. And I think it's 90 days or something.
Up to 90 days? Or yeah. Maybe I misunderstood the timeline.
I guess you're right. I guess technically it could come out anytime. Yeah. I mean, I guess you're right. Yeah.
I guess I'm just kind of wondering, are we going to get good news? Or are we going to get bad news? Are we going to get solid news?
It may be good news with the IRP. We don't know, really. Right. I mean, I still have my brain mentally prepared to not be in the tournament this year.
Right.
Maybe that's where my lack of anxiety comes with the team, too. Where I'm like, I don't know that we're going to be in the tournament. I hope we are. I think it'd be awesome.
But you're just happy it's like, you know, it's about to be over.
I think everybody's kind of there. Like, dude, whatever. If we set out, we set out. Like, let's just get it over with. Especially with a lot of excitement. You know, if you were to get a DJ Wagner commitment or something, you know, right. I think people would start to like, okay, all right, we'll back them this season. Let's go.
Take our medicine and then it's about to be awesome.
Even though Louisville has
taken their medicine.
It's taken their freaking medicine, okay?
Chugged an entire bottle of Robitussin twice. I mean,
there is part of me that's like, no, Steve, you should still fight this, but I'm like,
a tiny part of me that's like, you know what? No.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I'm not accepting that. Yeah, but it's like, all right, whatever. But I think you'll get a football commitment maybe this weekend or something. You know, I think could be maybe we'll get a lineman or something along those. Luke Burgess has been the name out there. It's kind of been the next maybe expected to an extent.
So he was part of that weekend, right? I mean, there were four of them.
And Madden Sanker and Ray Joseph, the receiver, are at Miami this weekend. Both could potentially make decisions after that visit next week. So
I agree with what you said on Diener this morning. I was listening. Mm-hmm. You basically said, and based on like Ray Ray's comments, it sounded like Louisville's got the win right now. It's, you know, it's their game to lose, and we'll see if Miami can top it. But right now, it's...
But I think it's close. Like, I think Miami could. I just think the fact that he was committed to Clemson and then visited Louisville means he's not like, I'm a Miami kid that's got to go to Miami.
Right.
You know, I mean, because he's obviously open to other places.
Traditional blue bloods. Saying Miami's in that weird kind of IU territory, but you know what I mean.
Anyways, so, fun stuff, man.
I think it's about time.
It was a good week.
It
was a good week. So next week, hopefully, it'll be even better. So we'll see.
Some
what do you got coming up on the V Show?
Scotty D is going to join. Talking a little bit about it's always nice having the little coach on coach action. Usually have to pay extra for that. So they're going to be talking a little about he's got a heck of a non-con. Louisville.
Oh, God.
What is it? Louisville, Maryland,
Duke.
UK, Duke, UCLA, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's Scotty D, man.
He's doing his thing, man.
Yeah, he does some cool stuff. We'll talk about the draft. Probably some tomfoolery, too.
That'll be fun, man.
So, should be a good time.
Well, enjoy listening. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 93.9 The Ville.
Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.